Hello, my name is Caroline and I'm in my 20s. I've experienced mental health issues for most of my teenage and adult life and have experienced the stigma that comes with living with multiple mental health conditions. My rollercoaster ride through mental health services and the stigma I faced from professionals came alongside my previous diagnosis of borderline personality disorder, BPD, also known as emotionally unstable personality disorder, EUPD. The most common label I was given was attention seeker. My story describes the journey I went on whilst living with this attention-seeking label and many other stigmatizing labels, and the many barriers I encountered with this diagnosis. I discuss how the stigma from others ended up becoming self-stigma and how it hindered me getting help for my main diagnosis of bipolar disorder and my symptoms of psychosis. The misconceptions surrounding individuals with a personality disorder diagnosis, particularly EUPD, perpetuate the stigma and often make the individual with the diagnosis face unnecessary barriers whilst trying to deal with an exhausting and debilitating mental illness. Individuals with the diagnosis are told that they're engaging in self-harming behaviours for attention, that they are emotionally manipulating others, that they want to be in hospital so people will care about them, and that they're making their own lives difficult on purpose. Many with this diagnosis often experience suicidal thoughts, and these labels only make these thoughts worse. I ended up in a never-ending spiral of self-harm and suicidal thoughts, landing me in and out of hospital and exposed to the awful stigma. I was able to overcome this with support from particular professionals and a long course of dialectical behavioural therapy, or DBT, as well as support from friends and family. I hope that my story is able to highlight the stigma I, and many others, have faced with the diagnosis of EUPD, and how this diagnosis was eventually removed from my records as it became apparent that I no longer met the criteria for this. I also hope that it can be a story of hope for anyone with an EUPD diagnosis or any other mental health diagnosis to know that it is possible to overcome this diagnosis and build a life worth living.